best of all. Best of all, transcribed. Tonight, saluting the new 20th Century Fox motion picture, There's No Business Like Show Business. Our special guests are Dan Daly and Irving Berlin. And from the picture soundtrack, you'll hear Ethel Merman, Mitzi Gaynor, Donald O'Connor, and Johnny Ray. And now your host and music director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson.
One night back in 1946, a man sat down at a piano and wrote a song. Into that song, he poured all of his love and devotion and awe for a strange and wonderful and very special way of life. That man was Irving Berlin. The song, There's No Business Like Show Business. Today, that song is more than a song. It's an accepted statement, a cherished motto, a thing people live by if they're in the entertainment world. It's inspiration to a guy spinning records at 3 a.m., a theatrical troupe stranded in Keokuk, an aspiring actress here in New York on 44th Street, to everybody who performs, whether they take their bows on Broadway or swing by their teeth from the circus big top, they're all in show business. Irving Berlin knows show business people, and he said what was in their hearts when he wrote this great song.
There's no business like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow. Nowhere could you get that happy feeling.
A song like that inspires, and its latest inspiration is a fabulous new motion picture, There's No Business Like Show Business. Naturally, it's a musical. It costs so much money it would scare you, and it co-stars Ethel Merman, Donald O'Connor, Marilyn Monroe, Dan Daly, Johnny Ray, and Mitzi Gaynor. 26 of Irving Berlin's songs are used to tell the story of the trials, tribulations, the heartbreaks, and, of course, the triumphs of the show business family. Head of the family, Dan Daly, and his screen wife, Ethel Merman, open the show with When That Midnight Choo-Choo Leaves for Alabama.
When that midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama, I got to catch that train, I'll be right there. I've got my fare. When I see that rusty head pinch up your man,
I got to find that man.
I'll grab him by the collar and I'll holler, Alabama. That's where you shove your train. That brings me back again. Down home where I'll remain. Where my honey lands. And I will be right there with bells when that old conductor yells, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard for Alabama.
What?
For Alabama. For Alabama.
What?
I'll be right there with bells when that old conductor yells, all aboard for Alabama.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's always a pleasure to welcome friends of mine from California, but it's a special pleasure tonight because he's not only one of the great actors of the motion picture studios, but my good friend, Mr. Dan Daly. Hiya, Daniel.
Hiya, Skitch.
Well, you know, we're all curious about There's No Business Like Show Business. I wonder if you could give us a little bit of the story of the film.
Well, it's a nice story, Skitch, all about a show business family named the Donahues. Starts in 1919 and tells what happens to a pair of typical vaudevillians and their family right up to the present time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real story, Skitch. I know because I've been in the show business all my life. This movie would remind me of my life if it didn't remind me a little more of Donald O'Connor's.
What does Donald do in the picture?
Well, it's just about everything. He has one number, a man chases a girl till she catches him. He does a dance to it, and I know this sounds kind of wacky, but during the dance, Donald is conked on the head by some coconuts and doused with 6 tons of water and winds up in the arms of a pink plaster statue.
Well, this we'll have to see, Daniel, but until then, here's the number that you mentioned. A man chases a girl until she catches him.
Well,
chases a girl until she catches him. He runs after a girl until he's caught. He fishes for a girl until she's landed him. It all comes out exactly the way she thought. Uncertain, he tags along behind. Uncertain, till she makes up his mind. A man chases a girl until she catches him. But don't run too fast while you are saying no. And once you've caught him, don't ever let him go.
Donald O'Connor doing the vocal excerpt from one of his big scenes. Dan Daly, as screen parents, you and Ethel Merman have quite a family, don't you?
That's right, Skitch. Our kids are played by Donald O'Connor, Mitzi Gaynor, and Johnny Ray. If that wasn't enough, what do we get for a daughter-in-law? Marilyn Monroe.
What?
You know, Marilyn's such a spectacular girl that lots of people overlook the fact she's a fine actress and a really good singer.
Well, you know, Dan, it just so happens that we have one of her songs from the picture. Sung in this recording, actually, the vocal track is by Dolores Gray. After you get what you want, you don't want it.
Changeable, you've got a changeable nature. You don't want it. If I gave you the moon, you'd grow tired of it soon. You're like a baby. You want what you want when you want it. But after you are presented with what you want, you're discontented. You're always wishing and wanting for something. When you get what you want, you don't want what you get. And though I sit upon your knee, you'll grow tired of me. 'Cause after you get what you want, you don't want what you wanted at all. But you need a talking to. 'Cause after you get what you want, you don't want what you wanted at all. I know you.
Dan Daly, everybody I've talked to who's seen the sneak preview of No Business Like Show Business comes away with one comment about Johnny Ray's performance. I didn't know that he was an actor, too.
Johnny does a beautiful job, Skitch. He plays the part of one of our kids who wants to become a priest. The family gives him a hard time because we can't imagine anybody leaving show business. Finally, we change our minds when he argues that the church is the biggest show of all, and after all, it's had a pretty long run.
I think the biggest song for Johnny is If You Believe, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. It's one that Mr. Berlin wrote back in 1930. But I don't think it's ever been heard before, except, well, maybe in a few churches.
Well, then most probably this will be the first hearing for most everybody in our audience tonight. Here's Mr. Johnny Ray singing Irving Berlin's song, If You Believe.
Brothers and sisters, listen, you non-believers, listen. You better start to believe. All you doubters, be hallelujah shouters, or else you're going to grieve. There's no time to waste. You may be too late. So listen, you don't know what you're missing until you start. There's a heaven, you'll get to heaven if you believe. If you believe there are angels, you'll see the angels if you believe. I'm not making promises to the doubting Thomas. But if you believe the Lord can help you, the Lord will help you. If you
believe. We do, we do, we do.
Do you believe?
We do, we do, we do.
Well, Jonah went out one night in a gale. Do you believe that?
We do, we do, we do.
Soon he was swallowed up by a whale. Do you believe that?
We do, we do, we do.
Daniel lay down with lies and roared. Noah was on his ark when it poured. Moses looked up and spoke to the Lord. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? We do.
We do.
Now I'm not making promises to the doubting Thomases. But if you believe the Lord can help you, the Lord will help.
That was Johnny Ray singing If You Believe from the new Irving Berlin motion picture There's No Business Like Show Business. We'll be back in a moment with more music and interviews with our guests. To Best of All with Skitch Henderson and his guests Dan Daly and Irving Berlin. Tonight we are saluting the new CinemaScope production There's No Business Like Show Business, co-starring Dan Daly, Ethel Merman, Donald O'Connor, Marilyn Monroe, and Johnny Ray. We will return right after this pause for station identification. Stay tuned for more of Skitch Henderson and Best of All over most NBC radio stations. Part 2. Tonight, saluting the new motion picture, There's No Business Like Show Business. Our special guests are Dan Daly and Irving Berlin. And from the actual soundtrack of the picture, Ethel Merman, Mitzi Gaynor, Donald O'Connor, and Johnny Ray. Now your host, Skitch Henderson. Welcome to part two of Best of All. And a very special greeting to the staff and the audience of radio station WJBO in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who are observing their 20th anniversary of broadcasting. Tonight, we're bringing you the music from the new motion picture, There's No Business Like Show Business. You'll hear from one of the stars of the show, Dan Daly, and the man who wrote the music, Irving Berlin, right after Ethel Merman sings one of her solos from the film, Play That Simple Melody.
Stop! In days of yore before the war, when hearts now old were young, at home each night by firelight, those dear old songs were sung. Sweet melodies and memories around my heart still cling. That's why I like to hear a song like Mother used to sing. Won't you play a simple melody like my mother sang to me?
But won't you play me some rag? Just change that classical nag to some sweet, beautiful drag. If you will play from the copy of the tune that is toppy, you'll get all my applause. And that is simply because I want to listen to rag.
Tonight, the story of This Is Show Business, or There Is No Business Like Show Business. And of course, tonight is a great pleasure for me because it brings the return to my microphone of one of the great men of American music, Mr. Irving Berlin. Irving, this is a fantastic year for you. It seems to me we just finished about a month ago talking about a picture which has been playing here in the city of New York at the Music Hall and at the theaters all over the country, White Christmas. And with this great new film coming along from 20th Century Fox, how in the world did you have the time to do both of them in 1 year?
Well, Skitch, it may seem like magic or a miracle.
It does to me.
To you, but I put in 3 years of my life on both pictures. There has never been such cooperation, in my experience, as there was with No Business Like Show Business.
One of my all-time favorites, old Dan Daly, is in the picture, too.
Oh, he's just wonderful.
He is, to me, in a very strange way. You know, Irving and I were talking about this a little earlier today. He is, in a way, kind of a Mr. Show Business of the vaudeville area. To
he
me, I don't know.
He is just wonderful. I remember the last day of shooting in Hollywood, Skitch. They always had some kind of a party or something.
Sure.
And Marilyn showed up, a couple of the others in the cast showed up who could, who weren't doing something else. But Dan Daly did put on an ad-lib stunt, imitating everybody in the picture. It was the most brilliant performance I have ever seen. He's just great.
I'd like to say that I think we owe people like yourself and the people of 20th Century Fox a great debt of gratitude. I've always been a member of the school that there's a great tragedy in America. I know they talk about the fateful day when the screen began to talk, but to me it was a great tragedy in America when vaudeville, not necessarily the Seelax or anything like that, but when vaudeville as an entertaining unit collapsed, because I thought that we lost a great many young performers.
You know, I agree.
People that would have been performers we never got to see because
there's no proving ground now.
They had to sell shoes or do something like that to eat.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. In the old days, as you know, there was no VistaVision, no television.
That's right.
None of these mechanical gadgets to do things. and I wrote a song. I would go and see Al Jolson. I'd get a hearing because I was leaving Berlin. But believe me, if my song wasn't any good, he wouldn't do it anymore. Then he would do John Dopes. And then I would go to the Winter Garden or the Hammersteins, hear him sing it, and I could tell whether they were applauding Jolson or applauding the song.
What a thrill that must have been.
Well, it was a thrill. It's just as big a thrill today.
Really?
Oh, sure. If you're a songwriter, you're a hand. And I like to write songs.
Seems that we've talked many times, having you on the show briefly last week and then doing the White Christmas show. What are your plans from now on in? Do you think that I'll have you back at this microphone with a new score?
I have a lot of plans. I've had enough of Hollywood for a while. I say that with great gratitude because Hollywood has been good to me.
I understand, but that's hard work, which most people don't
realize.
It
is hard work. I stick with it, you see. But my next thing, whatever it'll be, I want to do for the theater. It may wind up in Hollywood later, but I want to go back to my first baby, and quite honestly, as much as I like these two pictures, nothing equals a show. It just can't be done.
Well, I certainly share that opinion with you, and I want to thank you, Mr. Irving Berlin, for being our guest tonight, and of course, I hope you shall enjoy the tribute that we're paying to your artistry tonight in this program. Thank you very much, Irving.
Thank you, Skitch, for having me, and my love to your beautiful wife.
There's a number in this movie which I've really heard stops the show. It's a pretty warm thing to start with, but when Marilyn Monroe does her rendition of it, it really does start a heat wave. The number is built around a Caribbean festival, and Miss Monroe is brought on stage in one of the craziest entrances the movies have yet devised. Here is Heat Wave. Vocally, Dolores Gray provides the melody.
Such a way that
if the customers say that, I certainly can. Gee, 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 my anatomy makes the mercury jump to 93. We're having a heat wave, a tropical, tropical heat wave. The way that I move, that thermometer proves.
I happen to belong to the, you might say, lunatic fringe of those people who admire Ethel Merman and wouldn't miss her if she were just singing names from the telephone directory. But team her up with a fine performer like Mitzi Gaynor and give them a brand new Irving Berlin song to do, and what more could you possibly need?
Been working very hard. I was part of that flotilla with Dewey in Manila.
I'm a new recruit at the Brooklyn Navy Yard. Tonight we're on a spree and feeling flowery. We've got a date with gals and drinks and food. Across the Brooklyn Bridge and to the Bowery.
And I'm gonna get the kid tattooed.
Tattooed?
A sailor's not a sailor till a sailor's been tattooed. He's an anchor from a tanker that I sailed upon when first I went to sea. Is another of my mother. Takes me back to when I sat upon her knee. Is a crimson heart with a cupid star. Here's a battle cruiser, and when I sit down on that too, there's a tattoo of my hometown.
To the Bowery.
To the Bowery.
Cross the Brooklyn Bridge, and I'm just in the mood.
He'll be filled with different mixtures and covered up with pictures.
I can't wait to be. It'll be great to be.
Dan Daly back at our microphone now. And Dan, a little earlier, I heard Mr. Irving Berlin say some wonderful things about your performance, and I'd like to say that I'm very happy. I understand, according to the small fine print, that you have a brand new contract at 20th Century Fox, right?
Yes, that's right, Sketch.
And this embraces something besides acting, doesn't it?
Yes, something I've kind of looked forward to doing for a long time. That's directing motion pictures.
Really?
Yeah, I want to direct musicals only because it's what I've been doing all my life, I guess, is working them. One time I'd like to sit back and say, okay, work. Do like Jim.
I shall be number one fan. You know, as long as we're talking about musicals, we should talk about one of the numbers in There's No Business Like Show Business, a number called Alexander's Ragtime Band. I don't think that I've heard the work, really, until it was performed in this instance. What was the idea behind this number?
Well, I guess Alexander's Ragtime Band is pretty familiar to everyone, and it's been done in any number of ways, but I don't think it's ever been done bigger or with more talent jammed into it than in this particular time. I don't remember exactly how long the number runs, but it starts off with five people in the family, the five Donahues, singing and doing a little number to it, and then it goes into sort of a big chorus thing, and then Ethel Merman and myself do a German version. We do Alexander's Ragtime Band like that.
Yeah, boy.
And then we disappear down a hole, and up comes Donald O'Connor dressed in kilties, and 30 or 40 bagpipes are playing in back of him, and he does his Abraubrich, a Moonlich.
Yeah.
Alexander's Ragtime, you know, that way. he disappears down a hall, and up comes Mitzi Gaynor, the ingenue of the number, and she does it in a French accent, Alexander's oui oui, and she does it that way. And then,
the
of course...
The director's dream, isn't it?
Yes, oh, this was really... Bob Alton really had a field day on this one. And then Johnny Ray appears at a piano. And, of course, he's the only one that even resembles himself. And he sings Alexander's Ragtime Band pretty much like Little White Cloud, though.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Dan Daly. Then here is Alexander's Ragtime Band sung backwards, forwards, cross-side upwards by the entire cast of No Business Like Show Business.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on and hear Hoopman, come on and hear Hoopman. It's the best band in the land. And if you care to hear the Brabrex Swanee River played in ragtime, come on and hear the bony music of Alexander's Ragtime Band.
It's Ragtime Band! legs and their... Oh, la, la. Écoutez, ami. Écoutez, ami. Alexander. Ooh. Touché.
And if you care to hear why mon magnifique si soin y river. In ragtime.
Allons, allons, marchons, marchons. Alexander Ben. Oui, c'était moi.
Like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the best to stand for am. Honey lamb, come on. Come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the maestro. That man, the leader of the band. I want to hear that Swanee, Swanee River. Play it, play it, play that ragtime.
There's no business like show business and no people like show people. All kinds of people with one thought in mind. Give them a show, give them a thrill, a laugh, or a tear, and send them home happy. So here's to you, show business, and all you wonderful people who give it your magic and love and wonder and heart.
Come on and meet Alexander. knew you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. In the under dressing room they found a star. Let's go on with the show.
Listening to music from the new motion picture, There's No Business Like Show Business, and our special guests, Dan Daly and Irving Berlin. I want to thank Dan and Irving, Mr. Daly and Mr. Berlin, for being with us, and I want to urge you to go see There's No Business Like Show Business. Until next week with our special Christmas program, this is Skitch Henderson saying good night. Been listening to Best of All with Skitch Henderson as your host and his guests Dan Daly and Irving Berlin. This is Gene Hamilton inviting you to be with us next week when Best of All will present a special Christmas program. This is an NBC Radio Network production directed by George Boutsas. The program was transcribed.
This evening, Victoria de Los Angeles
joins the Telephone Hour on the NBC Radio Network.